Happy, happy Wednesday. I've missed you dearly. I know. I wasn't on last Wednesday. I had so much going on, as you know. I'm quite a student right now. So it is, I needed that time. And there's just different things going on with work and whatnot. So of course you'll forgive me, but welcome. Welcome back to another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. I'm your show host, Lisa Gillette, also known as Super Agent. I have a great topic for us today, and I've been inspired. So some of you know that I've been doing this. So I have resumed to be part of the Nextdoor community. And for those of you who are tuning in from the next door, hi, say hello. Make sure you drop a comment down below. Let me know you're here. And so let me put that up real quick. So I'm inspired by this thread because I oftentimes see this post. It's almost like every 6 months. It's every 6 months, I think I decide to chime in, but I think it's a lot more frequent because homeowners and neighbors have security camera systems and everyone's got a Ring device or some similar device where they're able to see what's going on with people who either pop up in front of their home or across the street, down the street. So we see a lot of activity happening. So this topic today is inspired by this thread that I see happen every so often. It's very common. And I just thought I'd make a show about it because you all are missing out on the conversation because you're not connected with me on Nextdoor. So with that, I say, make sure you have your pens, pads, tablets, paper, notebooks ready. Take some good notes because I'm going to drop some gems. But before I jump into that, I do want to share announcements. We've got some great things going on, of course. Let's talk about goals real quick. Let's talk about those goals. So we are in, where are we, folks? We are in second quarter of 2023. So we are in May. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe May is happening so quickly. It's what, May 3rd? Oh my gosh, this is May 3rd already. So that means we have another real estate workshop coming up. Yes, I am hosting live in-person real estate classes, free and open to the public, community, neighbors, residents. If you are a licensee, you are welcome to attend for a fee. I do recommend you just sit tight for when I do the agent trainings, which I know I've been saying I'm going to do them, but it's a very ambitious goal to run community classes and with my schedule and do agent trainings, but I'll get it together. So I do want to say, no, the next class isn't in all May. Let me fix that real quick. The next class, or April 22nd, that was the last one. So next class is May 27th, 2023. So be sure you sign up at realestatelife.events. realestatelife.events. If you're really about that real estate life, check us out at realestatelife.events. I'll play this quick just kind of video that we have circulating on social media, and we will be talking about how to undo a reverse mortgage. I know, but wait, Lisa. Grandma, grandpa's got a reverse mortgage. The bank owns their home. Myth. It's a myth. Lies, you tell me. These are lies. So we've got to dispel these misconceptions that I see happening amongst our community with regards to reverse mortgages. So I will be talking about how to undo a reverse mortgage, understand the ins and outs, the pros and cons. Yes, I am a real estate broker. I'm not a lender, but I oftentimes have to deal with the kind of the consequences or the next steps of reverse mortgages. So let's talk about before getting to that point. So I'm calling this how to do a reverse mortgage and how to avoid foreclosure upon the death of a senior borrower. All right. So stay tuned real quick. I thought that's so cute. That's so cute. I like it. ERGJ is in the building, he says. Welcome, welcome, welcome to those of you who are streaming on the, from the ERGJ channel. My brother, Evan Jefferson, welcome, welcome. And for those of you who are part of BBC, we salute you. And now it looks like, I think you've had announced a new member, so that's pretty cool and awesome. And everyone needs to be on today's show, okay? So everyone needs to be on today's show. Why? Because it's a little bit more than just being a nosy neighbor. Let's understand, right? Instead of being a nosy neighbor, let's understand what is happening. What is happening? Let's see. So before I do, so we're going to do classroom style. I'm going to share a style. I'm going to share the slides real quick. Before I do that, I do want to share our sponsor. Today's episode is going to be, drumroll, Omnis Property Solutions, all right, which is now including Omnis Property Inspection. So good for them. We'll be right back after the sponsor break.
If you have properties that need to be maintained, for professional services that guarantee your property will stay safe and secure, Omnis Property is the team you want by your side. As a company, we pride ourselves on our best-in-class professionals, equipped with the latest technology for all your end-to-end property preservation needs. That means that from start to finish, our expert team can handle everything from accurate assessments to preservation projects of all sizes. Save money and time by working with leading experts that understand your needs and are committed to premier service. Get started today by contacting us for your project estimate. Visit www.omnispreservation.com or call 310-957-9132.
Evan says commercials. Yes. Aren't you so proud? I've learned. Listen, I am a great student, master teacher, master student. Aren't you so proud? Yes. I had to elevate my game. Donto Williams is in the building. He says, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome. So, yes, you just tickled me because, yes, I'm all grown up now. I'm growing. And I've got Big System Media actually working on redoing our intro and outro so that I'm not constantly saying, welcome to Ready, Set, Real Estate. In fact, we'll have the voiceover happening soon. So projects, you know, work in process, right? And it's, I love this podcast journey. I love this, you know, show journey. And there's just so much to learn and so much to do, especially with the platforms. This particular platform that we use has grown. In fact, it's allowed us to now customize our videos and our panels and, oh man, it's just next level stuff happening. So it makes the world of sharing information, education, teaching, and connecting and building community that much more fun. So that was my little commercial for those of you who are into content creation. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about why someone may take photos of your home. Why would someone take pictures of your home? So imagine this guy jumps out of his car and snaps 4 photos. This guy, you don't know who he is. He's driving, you know, maybe a truck or, you know, Tesla or a Honda. He pulls up on a motorcycle and he's in front of your house or your neighbor's house. And he takes a photo, boom, captures the front view. He takes another picture down the street to his right, boom. And then he takes another picture down the street to the left, right? And then he takes a side picture of the property. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? What is he doing? I have some thoughts. I have some theories. I have some guesses. Now, this is interactive, so I want to hear from you. Other than my options, let's hear it again. This has been inspired by a conversation that I was part of on the Nextdoor app and the Nextdoor community. And I every so often hear people saying, I caught this person on my camera taking picture of my neighbor's house or taking picture of my house. What is he or she doing? A, he likes your landscape. Maybe he wants to send it over to his gardener and say, I want my yard to look like this. Who likes that? Who likes that answer? He likes your landscape. B, you're having an affair with his wife. You're having an affair with his wife, and her car may so happen to have been parked in front of your house, and he needs evidence for divorce court. Maybe that's what's going on here. I don't know. I don't know your business. I don't know your life. Or C, he's getting ideas for renovation. He's got a renovation project happening. And he said, you know what? I've driven by my neighbor's home and I just like how he's got the stack stone. I like that. I like what's happening. I like the two-tone. I like the red door the way it pops, or the orange door the way it pops against the black and white two-tone, right? Or I like the fact that the windows are framed in black versus white. I like these ideas for renovation. Or my favorite as a professional, the bank sent him. Dum, dum, dum. The bank sent him. Why would the bank send him? My goodness, my slide just jumped right to the end. I play too much. Okay, here we go. The bank sent him. Why would the bank have sent him? The reality is that on a serious matter, the mortgage moratorium has concluded. What does that mean? It's ended. California probably was one of those last states, the last states that still had a rent moratorium in play that has recently ended. So we are watching a couple dynamics. But with that, I do want to say this because I get so excited from getting on. I do want to read my disclaimer real quick. So let's do that real quick. So for those of you who are new or taking notes or returning, do know that the information on this show is not meant to be used as legal or tax advice. Please consult those reputable licensed professionals regarding your situation. However, I am a licensed real estate broker in the state of California and Georgia, mainly active here in California. And so with that being said, I am active, meaning I may use anecdotes from real life situations for the show, of course, not disclosing, you know, names and information regarding those people that is involved in that. But I share that in conversation, and I've oftentimes do consult with my clients who say it is okay for me to share the context of their story because they know it can help other people. And so today we may hear a couple anecdotes from those who are exhibiting this exact scenario. All right, we may continue. Okay, gotta cover the legal first. Gotta cover the legal first. But I don't want anyone to say, you said on your show, you told me, no, I didn't tell you. We are having a discussion of why someone may take photos of your home. Okay, so 1 in 5 properties are in foreclosure. What does that mean? In your neighborhood, you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses, and one of those houses are experiencing a pre-foreclosure. Foreclosures are 2 stages. There's a pre-foreclosure stage and the foreclosure stage, right? Foreclosure means your house has been foreclosed on. You are in the auction state. So we have notice of default, Notice of default happens if you are 60 days past due. Right now, from experience and from my title partners, we are observing that banks are not going to be very nice when it comes to giving you more time. Why is that, my people? Why wouldn't the banks be more lenient in giving you time? You've missed only 2 months. 2 months of mortgage payments. You can make it up. Why are they sending you a notice of default so quickly? Ugh, this is too much of a rush. Why would they be so on top of that? I'm glad you asked. Well, the reason being is because of the moratorium. They've had to pause default mortgages essentially from 2020. Some of you were experiencing defaults back in 2018 and got wrapped up in that 2019 of the start of the pandemic towards the end. It was already here, October 2019, COVID was already prevalent. COVID was already here. It wasn't until about January to March is when we really saw this thing kick over. And then we went into full-blown pandemic mode. And then something had to be done to keep people in their homes because we had to shut down globally. That didn't mean that your mortgage was paused, like you didn't have to make those payments. If you could make those payments during that time, you should have. But I do hear in conversations that some people took advantage of not making those payments. And then they went on forbearance and or loan modification. So COVID, the pandemic, the moratorium didn't make your past due payments disappear. Let's be clear. The moratorium and the pandemic did not wipe out your past due payments. That's not what happened. In fact, your past due payments were added on to the principal of your mortgage, and or there were new loan modification terms about maybe helping you out on a better interest rate, especially during that time. We can thank the interest rate gods for that, or real estate gods for that. Those interest rates were at an all-time low, historic low, that we probably won't see that for another 20 years. I say 17 to 20 years. We probably won't see those rates. 2.9, 3%, we're at 7 right now. And the goal is to get us to 8 within this 3-year period. And we're looking pretty on track to get to 8%. By next year. Let's see what happens. Okay, so banks have resumed filing the notice of defaults because the moratorium has ended. So what does that mean? The homeowner may be experiencing financial hardship. Right now, I don't have the data in terms of what demographic, whether it's our senior community, our kind of working class, you know, the disappearing middle class. Not quite sure yet. I'm sure that data will come of who is really being hard hit here. So your homeowner is experiencing a financial hardship and the bank's got to protect their interests. What do? They send that guy out to take a picture and what? Check to see if the property is still occupied. Is someone still living in the property or has the property been abandoned? Because they've got to preserve the collateral. The collateral is the property for the loan that is owed by the homeowner. Now, if the homeowner is packed up and jetted, the bank's got a bigger problem. Squatters potentially being bringing issues with vandalism and or fire, right? Property burns down. Now they're like, whoa, I got a bigger issue in trying to reclaim what's owed to me. So the bank will do this due diligence by sending out a professional, and oftentimes it's not a professional photographer. It's actually a broker or an agent, a real estate broker or an agent who is doing what is called a BPO. Oh, real estate words. Let's come on, drop that in the chat below. Today's class is going to go quick, so we should just be under 30 minutes today. I've got an appointment to head out to. So a BPO stands for what? Broker priced opinion. Brokers agents don't earn too much money on these. You know, the banks will pay you $50 to $150, $175, depending where, depending how you negotiate your rate. There's an entire system where you sign up, you do the broker priced opinion. The reason the brokers slash agents do these is with the intent that when they submit this very tedious report, I won't do them. I'll certainly train a team to do them. But the broker priced opinion, oh my goodness, very tedious. You take pictures and you've got to give the bank valuations on how much is the property worth as is, as a quick sale. If we fix it up, how much do we need to put into it? How much can we get for it? And you've got to not upload, I mean, for example purposes, I said 4 photos, but they want you to upload anywhere from, it's like almost 10 to 16 photos. And they tell you specifically what pictures and what do they want to show, right? Because it's their eyes. You are the eyes for the bank, the lien holder, the lender. And so they want to know, is this property located 300 feet from an alley, from a power line, from a freeway? Because those are what we call an obsolescence. It devalues the property. It devalues the property. And that's how, from a skill set, I've learned to be better about valuing properties, is because doing the broker priced opinions to see how the banks are thinking and to see what they're looking for. So they're looking, is the property deferred, right? Is the grass overgrown? Is it landscape? Is there peeling paint? You know, what are these some evident issues on there? You are the eyes. Are there, you know, cars parked on the grass or on the lawn that are, you know, not functional? They're the eyes. So broker priced opinions is essentially a job function or duty by a real estate agent or broker who is submitting their proposal to the bank so that the bank can assist with their part, right? Due diligence on preparing the foreclose on your property. Evan, BPO, not PPO. That's health insurance. BPO. So that's why. So that would be the reason when you, if you're in that status or your neighbor, I said how many? 1 in 5. At any given day, a real estate professional will drive down and take these photos of your house or your neighbor's house if you are in the foreclosure stage, in the pre-foreclosure stage, because the bank is doing their due diligence. Once they get back the report, they've got the photos, and they'll kind of kick it back and won't approve it. They'll say, hey, we need an additional photo, or they may say, you know, they want you to give another comp. And that's another reason they're using it for comparables. They'll may take a picture of, here's a picture, you know, the 2 houses, 3 houses down that's off the market, just sold, or, you know, comparable to that one, and give a valuation so the bank can understand what is the value of that property as they prepare to foreclose. Got it? Okay. This is helpful. Now, for those of you who are experiencing and or know someone who is experiencing financial hardship, your state will likely have some mortgage relief programs. Check with your state. absolutely you want to call a HUD housing counselor to learn more about your options in property preservation. You should not ignore the notice of default. In fact, you should communicate with your lender. You should communicate with the lender. Don't ignore them. They want to know what is your intent. In fact, when you ask for help, they will send. I'm actually in the process with doing this with a couple of homeowners. So we're in the process. I get authorized as a third party. You don't have to necessarily be a real estate professional, by the way. So if you have a senior person who, you know, you've helped or you supported and you've got good intention and you're pretty good with paperwork and understanding this, by all means, step in and help them manage that paperwork. Because what they're asking is, it's called a Uniform Borrower Financial Assistance Application. The Uniform Borrower Assistance Application is essentially almost a spreadsheet for them to give their intent. Do you plan to keep the house? Yes or no, right? If the other option is, hey, it's gotten too far that, you know, you're hoping that maybe they can do a loan modification in the process of you putting it on the market. It also asks that, is the property for sale? If so, how much is it listed for? Who is the agent or the company? Give their contact. And so they ask you for your monthly gross income. They ask you for your monthly housing expenses. They ask for your debts. They want to know, right? You're saying I'm having a hardship and they want to know, well, here's the money coming in. Where's the money going? And how much of that is going towards your housing expense, your mortgage, your homeowner's insurance, any other loans, if you have secondary loans on the house? They ask those questions. What forms of income are you getting? Are you unemployed? Are you getting Social Security? Are you getting disability, unemployment checks, retirement, pension? Are you employed, right? Have they reduced your hours? And then there's another form to actually add someone whose income you are using to help pay for the mortgage. You add their information. And then there's in there, like I said, there's a third party authorization that if you'd like for them to communicate, you give them permission to communicate with a real estate advisor who is an advocate of home ownership retention. I'm saying it that way because it's very important that you don't get caught up with an agent who's looking at their pockets, who's looking to line their pockets and deceive you, right? And not be forthcoming. And it might even start this process with you and never send in the paperwork with intent of actually selling your home so they can earn the commission. You do know on this show, we talk about the good, bad, and the ugly, the raw and the uncut. I wouldn't be me if I didn't tell you the real about this business, because I am so fortunate and glad that I said to myself the other day as I'm helping a couple of senior homeowners and some other clients navigate this process, that I'm not a scoundrel, that I'm not a thief, because these people really need help. They don't understand, you know, what the next step is. What are their options to keeping their home? But there's some other people that will take advantage, and that's the reality. So it's going to get ugly in this next 3-year window as we start to see foreclosures amp up. So consult with a real estate advisor who also advocates homeowner retention. Key thing, ask that question, right? Do you work with assisting people in keeping their homes? Can you explain to me that process? Can you let me know what state programs are available to provide mortgage relief? Someone who's been doing this are going to know the answers and navigate you right through like I'm doing now. You get the packet, you fill it out, you send supporting documentation, you get the third party authorization, you apply for the mortgage relief programs, you upload those documents. I'm out here looking for money and funding to help people fulfill that gap, right? That default and gap payments. Is it a real hardship? Now, if I get involved and I find that you're playing games, then I'm just going to let you know, listen, I can't help you because you're playing games, right? You're playing games. Don't waste my time either. I've seen people do that as well. They just want to take advantage that I'm really here to help and support that. And with that homeownership retention, that advocacy, Evan says, I'm looking for money too. I hear you. I think Evan, you know, I just got an alert from Amazon. Amazon Business prompt me and said, I think the application for the small business grant ends May 21st. So it reminded me. I said, okay, I got to make sure I go check my grants list because I'm out here looking for money too. So with that, yes. So as we wrap this up, again, keeping it under 30 minutes, we're right at that point here. I just wanted to come in here and just kind of make light of the possibilities why someone may take photos of your home, but kind of give the backstory of what might really be happening in our neighborhoods and in our communities, and making sure that we use this information, this platform, to spread the word and share the information so someone knows that they can go get the help. Go ahead and exhaust all your options in keeping your home before, as a last resort, of selling. And let me say this, if you've experienced that foreclosure and you sell your property, it is not the end of it, okay? It's not the end of the world. You can get back into home ownership 3 years after either selling it, doing a deed in lieu of foreclosure, but don't do the deed in lieu of foreclosure. So the deed in lieu of foreclosure is you give it back to the bank. And that means you either didn't want to deal with an agent, you didn't want to deal with putting it on the market, you didn't want to deal with selling it. Consult again with your real estate advisor, because you can do confidential sales, private sales, off-market sales, if you don't want people to know what your experience are going through. And that's oftentimes the biggest matter that I hear, right? It's a very sometimes embarrassing thing. It's a very sensitive matter, and people want to keep that private. So don't lose the opportunity to maybe walk away with the substantial net proceeds, because these properties do have equity. Because of the pandemic, there has been almost a 52% appreciation in the value of homes. There's a slight 14 to 16% market correction. So that, do the math, 52 we go up, minus 14, that's how much you have left in terms of appreciation. And that's still a significant amount that you can still walk away from if you decide you've exhausted all your options in keeping your home, if you decide to go ahead and sell it. Okay, so for those of you who are local to us, Divenio Estates, we specialize in those unique situations. And if you're interested in selling, buying, or leasing, we do property management as well. For those who are pivoting to property management, we do extend those services to you all. Okay, be sure to reach out to me directly, 323-488-3265. Again, that's 323-488-3265. I've got my number plugged in right here. And you can connect with me on all your favorite social media platforms at LA Super Agent. Again, that's at LA Super Agent. And if you want to email me, the email is the same. Lisa, my first name, L-I-S-A, at LASuperAgent.com. All right, folks. Thank you for tuning in on this very fun, enlightening, and special episode on why someone would be taking pictures of your homes. I trust you've learned something new. Spread the word. Let someone know that you just learned something important that can help them keep their home. I know I learn even when I'm teaching, and I thank you for being a part of today's show. We'll see you next week on another information-packed episode on Ready, Set, Real Estate. Bye.